Diego, California, at Correlations Client Conference with Mr. Jim Stickley. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Hey, you just got through giving a slam dunk presentation once again. Very high RPMs, lots of information, so always good. But this time you were talking about the dark web, which I think is a huge mystery to a lot of people out there.
It really is.
I mean, yeah. If you could sum it up quickly, I mean, I don't know if you can sum it up quickly on what it is, but if you could, that'd
I mean,
be awesome.
The dark web, the basic concept is like the internet, you know, everybody can be connected. Only difference is that when you're on the dark web, it's anonymous. So you bounce through from system to system, and you can't be tracked in an easy way. So it keeps you anonymous.
Okay, and so that's why the criminal folks go there because they want to be anonymous, right?
Absolutely, and it's not like it's a criminal thing. I mean, like the dark web, anybody can be on the dark web. It's completely legal, but criminal elements tend to go to it because they can remain hidden in the shadows.
Okay. And so the really funny thing that you said in there, well, there was a lot of funny stuff that you said in there, but what are the... You named the pros of the dark web, and a lot of people are like, pros? There's pros to this thing? So what are the pros to the dark web?
I mean, again, just being able to be anonymous. So for example, like you hear about WikiLeaks and being able to do the whistleblower stuff.
Yeah.
This is a really good place for that type of thing because let's say that you work in a government entity and you want to be able to release something because something bad's going on. Using the dark web is one way to be able to do it where it won't trace back to you in an easy way.
Okay.
So that's a pretty big pro. It also allows you to do things that if you don't want people tracking your moves, you know, ISPs now are able to track your moves and then sell what you're doing online to other advertisers. Yeah. So this is a way that you can do some things and they can't track what you're doing. So there is some positive things to it.
And so the negative, on the flip side, the cons are this is where all the criminals, they collaborate.
Absolutely.
Talk about a cooperative society.
Yeah, it makes it really simple because, I mean, they're basically now able to set up websites that are selling stuff. So I could be a criminal and sell stolen identities, and then an identity thief can come there and buy those in a really simple way.
Okay. So what's the credit union connection here? What do we have to look out for in this area that so few of us know about?
Well, I mean, the biggest problem from a credit union aspect is just the fact of understanding how easy it is now for these identity thieves to be gathering this information and understanding that the things that you used to use, like mother's maiden name or account number or, you know, address, this stuff's all available on the dark web. So you now need to really focus on unique questions when you're doing verification of any kind.
Yeah.
So, and even stuff like, hey, I'm going to send you a text message or I'm going to send you an email for you to validate yourself. I showed today how easy it was to steal people's phones and their emails. You have to do things that are creative. You know, hey, you had a check. It was for $129. What was that for? Things like that are just like only the person who wrote that is going to have any idea what you're even talking about. Those types of validations make far more sense.
And you also pointed out that it's almost like the dark web, it's almost like Amazon. You go on there, oh, hey, there's financial information for sale. There's health records for sale, that type of stuff. It's crazy.
It's eBay. I mean, the one I showed today was the health records. There was an eBay bidding war going on where whoever paid the most money was going to be able to buy this.
Man. Oh my gosh, it's so scary. So what is this? Is there any relation to the WannaCry thing that happened on Friday? Is there any relation to this?
I mean, the WannaCry did have Tor embedded in it, and Tor is what you use for browsing. So when you got infected with WannaCry, one of the things that it did was it installed a Tor browser, and then that allowed it to have basically a command and control back through the dark web. So they could then control stuff on your computer through that. It wasn't a big component in this particular case to what was happening. And with the WannaCry, was a little bit unique because generally they make you pay through the dark web, where in this case they just wanted you to send it directly through Bitcoin to them, and they didn't actually have a way to track back if you paid, and that's why people who are paying aren't getting their files back, because they don't really know whether you paid or not. So it's kind of a scam in the fact that people are paying, and it's saying, hey, due to the amount of the extreme load, we're taking time to pay to fix these. The reality is nobody's getting their stuff back. Yeah.
I mean, are you expected to get your stuff back when you pay a ransom for ransomware?
Well, generally,
there's
a certain level.
Are there rules?
But, I mean, you know, there's an unspoken rule you'd like to think you are.
Gentleman's agreement?
Yes, but in this particular case, no. You're just getting smacked across the head. So now it's like a double insult. You lost your stuff and you paid money. You're a double fool. Yeah.
Gosh almighty. So what can we do to protect ourselves? I mean, you point out just the kind of the basics type stuff, but is there anything else that we don't know about that we can do, or even credit unions?
I mean, the biggest problem here is that if somebody is stealing identities, like, and selling it, the average person is in a pretty bad spot. And there's not a lot they can do, because it most be, I would say, like, hey, don't fall for email scams, don't fall for all the obvious stuff.
Right.
But today I was talking about things like your information was stolen through your healthcare provider. You did nothing wrong.
Right, right.
And now it's stolen, and now it's on the dark web, and it's being sold. And so from your standpoint, there's nothing you can do to stop that side of it. So
right.
the best things you can do in that case, you know, check your credit report as often as you can. If you want to use some sort of third-party service to do credit monitoring, it's not a bad idea. Now it's becoming almost like, it used to be, hey, some people had, some people didn't. It's becoming far more common
yeah.
to have one of those
yeah.
types, you know, LifeLock or something like that, because it does make sense.
Yeah.
So
is this our new normal now? Is this what we have to expect for the rest of our cyber days?
I don't see it getting better anytime soon, that's for sure. There's nothing on the horizon to fix this.
Oh, one other thing I want to talk about is cyber extortion. Can
yeah.
you explain that for real quick?
Yeah, cyber extortion, it's like ransomware type things.
Right.
And that's where they'll either lock your files and then you have to pay to get it back. Or now you're getting into things like Disney. This is the latest one. So apparently Disney had a movie stolen. Everybody thinks it's the new Pirates movie. And the extortionists are saying, if you don't pay us, we're going to release the first 5 minutes of the movie, and then every day we'll release 20 more minutes of the movie until you pay us. And Disney's saying we're not going to. So there's a standoff. But criminals are realizing cyber extortion works. If we can get something that people want or something they don't want to have released, if I can get naked pictures of you, and then I can contact
Nobody
them,
wants that.
Well, maybe not. Maybe. You never know. I'm not judging. But if I have that, and I come to you and say, you know, give me $100, or I'm posting that on Facebook to all of your friends, because I also hacked your Facebook account. You might pay that.
Okay.
So that's the type of stuff that you're going to have to worry about with cyber extortion.
Well, let's wrap up here with give you guys a quick plug. Give us what's the latest and greatest at Stickley on Security.
Stickley on Security, we're all about the member education. We're all about the employee education. And our slickest product is also our phishing simulation tool.
Okay.
I truly believe in education. I mean, that's what we do.
Right.
And if you're not aware of the risks, you're going to fall victim. Okay. And so education is everything to me.
Right. Indeed, me too. And you also have a new SOS Daily News, a newsletter coming out.
Yeah, so SOS Daily News is a great site. It's a news site. And if you just go to sosdailynews.com, it keeps up with what's going on today, tomorrow. You can register and subscribe so you get notifications about everything that's going on out there, cybersecurity related.
Okay. Very cool. Jim Stickley, always an adventure, sir.
My pleasure.
Well done, lad. Good job. Keep up.